pained by it, but I must boast about the visions and other things that the Lord has shown me. I know about one of Christ's followers who was taken up into the third heaven 14 years ago. I don't know if the man was still in his body when it happened, but God certainly knows. As I said, only God really knows if this man was in his body at the time. But he was taken up into paradise, where he heard things that are too wonderful to tell. I will boast about that man, but not about myself, except to say how weak I am. Yet even if I did boast, I would not be foolish. I would simply be speaking the truth. But I will try not to say too much. That way, none of you will think more highly of me than you should, because of what you have seen me do and say. Of course, I am now referring to the wonderful things I saw. One of Satan's angels was sent to make me suffer terribly, so that I would not feel too proud. Three times I begged the Lord to make this suffering go away, but he replied, "My kindness is all you need. My power is strongest when you are weak." So if Christ keeps giving me his power, I will gladly boast about how weak I am. Yes, I am glad to be weak, or insulted, or ill-treated, or to have troubles and sufferings, if it is for Christ. Because when I am weak, I am strong.
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that through your Holy Spirit, you are here this morning and in our lives. We ask that you open our hearts and minds to who you are. We embrace our uniqueness, and when we look to others to compare ourselves against them, that like blinkers on a horse, you will move our focus onto you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, will you speak and whisper into our uniqueness, guiding us in your plans for us. Amen. I've got an important question to ask this morning. When is a yoke not a yoke? When it's a double collar. So speaking in farming terms, in particular around the first century, probably beyond, a yoke was a fitted frame-like collar, which was shaped to rest on the neck and shoulders of two animals. These two animals were teamed together to make the task of pulling loads far easier than if it was done by one animal. But back to the oxen then. So imagine one of these animals was an inexperienced ox and the other more experienced. How much easier the task would be in comparison to the inexperienced ox doing it on its own. As you can see, the image of the oxen being closely together shows the strength of a partnership. And when one half of the partnership knows when to lighten the load and when to release as we grow and develop, then that is a powerful relationship. When I sat my driving test, actually to learn to drive, it took me 5 attempts to pass my driving test. And I remember it was challenging. Well, it was challenging for me, but I'm pretty certain it was challenging from the driving instructor as well. And as I gained more experience and learned more about driving, my instructor used the dual controls less. And it meant I was taking more of the weight of the driving. And the instructor knew exactly when to do that. That's another powerful relationship of learning. When we look into Matthew 11, we see an image described by Jesus that shatters the expectations of the people about who the Messiah is. They thought he was going to be a king who would rule over them and lead them out of oppression with force. Yet in Matthew 11, Jesus presents himself as a servant king who is going to share his yoke with them, where he would take the burden of their lives. This was something the religious folks did not expect and was difficult for them to come to terms with. Jesus, who would bring life as a servant by carrying people's burdens along with them, doesn't sound like much of a king at all. Well, not to them. Matthew 11, 28, 30, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, in these verses, Jesus is offering this yoke or collar fitted frame, not to hand it over to us so that we can look for another to share in that burden. No, he doesn't even want us to carry that individually, where we socially distance ourselves from him. We are quite literally harnessed with Jesus. That's what he says. In a partnership where he takes the burden and we learn to develop and grow as we walk with him. And it's understandable why people might not see that as an image that's releasing, but an image of tying people down based on their negative experiences of being in some really challenging relationships. Maybe they've been yoked together with somebody who's had a really negative impact on their lives. And I got to thinking then, I thought, you know what? I wonder what it means not to be yoked with Jesus. So here's some thoughts. It's not an extensive list. I'm pretty certain you can all add to it. So the first thought I had was, if you're not yoked with Jesus, you're living life in your own way and by your own desires. Me, me, me. Maybe you could add to the list, struggling to carry the load or burden of our life and feeling absolutely exhausted. I don't know if anyone's feeling like that now. You know, Jesus says, "Take my yoke, for my burden is light." Another thing I thought about of not taking Jesus's yoke was no one to watch. Show us the ropes of living this life that we call being Christians, or to learn more about living abundantly. You know, Jesus tells us about living abundant lives, not half lives, not shadows of a life, but abundant life. I thought that if we weren't yoked with Jesus, there'd be no encouragement and we would feel unfulfilled. Maybe there are people today who are feeling unfulfilled with their lives. There's just something missing. And I thought, well, if I'm pulling this load on my own, the likelihood is I'm going to focus completely on the task. And I'm probably going to be measuring my identity and my self-esteem on my ability to achieve that task and get the job done. Maybe that's going to be more important than my focus on Jesus. And the final one, again, it's a list that can be added to. Never truly understand what it means to be friends with Jesus, or learning what's actually on God's heart. Not what we think is on God's heart, but what's actually on God's heart. And as I was thinking about what God was saying to me for this morning, I had this thought. I have crazy thoughts. I won't share them, I promise, with you this morning. But I had this particular thought, and it was, imagine for just one moment of what it would be like to see Jesus at the other end of that yoke, pulling your burdens together. Imagine that image. All those challenges that we might be facing at the moment in life. You know, all those things that we think God's placed on our hearts of things for the future. But as we move further out of lockdown, we're starting to think about, where is God calling me? What's God's plans for my future? Well, his first step is take my yoke. My burden is light. I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes it feels that everyone else that I know picks things up far quicker than me. And at school, there are some things that school teachers say that absolutely just still stick in my mind. And one particular teacher said this, Andrew — I was called Andrew at school, I wasn't naughty at the time either — while you keep looking at what others are doing and comparing yourself against them, you will always miss your strengths and your gifts. Later, I came to know Jesus and realized that whenever I find myself comparing against others, to focus on him. See Jesus at the other end of that yoke. Okay, we're coming to the end shortly. So looking at 2 Corinthians 12. Here we read about the challenges that Paul has faced in his pursuit of speaking the gospel message. It's agreed by many people that Paul suffered from something that certainly hindered his ministry, yet it was unclear what that might be. We do read that Paul prayed to God, and God eventually revealed to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." It is in these overwhelming circumstances that Paul was assured that he would experience God's grace. And despite his — that's Paul — and ours — that's us — weaknesses, doubts and struggles, we can all find strength in this yoked together, powerful partnership with Jesus. It is in this very relationship that we learn to be more like him. Okay, we're definitely coming to the end, Neely. Jesus's promise today. Jesus makes a promise that when we take his yoke, forming this powerful relationship, this partnership, we will learn from him. He tells us that in the Bible. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. In other words, he will equip us and empower us to live an abundant life, not a half life, not a life in shadows, an abundant life. And that doesn't promise that we're not going to face difficulties and challenges in life. It's a promise that if you take my yoke, you will learn from me. You will learn to be more like me. And that extends into our ministries and the areas that he is calling us into. Finally, a question. Today, what is the Holy Spirit saying to you about your partnership with Jesus in your life? Thank you.